Today's Shir Masechta Chagiga Dav Zayin. We will begin on Dav Vav Amud Beis, the bottom line. Tanan Hosam, the Mishnah quote, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah Masechta Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Elo Dvarim, the following mitzvahs Elam Shir. They don't have a Shir. And Rashi explains that what the Mishnah means to say is that Midaraisa, these various mitzvahs do not have a Shir. And even though, as the for example, the first mitzvah that's going to be mentioned in our Gemara is payah, meaning that midaraisa, there is no shear payah, no minimum, nor no maximum. However, Chazal said that the minimum should be a 60th. And again, that's what it meant. That means that it doesn't have a shear. Payah doesn't have a shear, no minimum and no maximum. Midaraisa, midarabonin, it's a 60th. Bibkurim, we know that the Torah teaches us that when somebody has a field and it grows new crops from the Zayin Haminim, one must bring him to the Beis HaMikdash and give him to the Kohen. And here too, the Torah does not prescribe a specific shear how much Bikurim one has to begin. Varayun, which is the subject, of course, that we are discussing extensively in our Masechta, the Gemara will soon discuss. What does that mean? What does Ryan mean when we speak about Sholosh V'Golem? Gemilas Chesodim refers to doing Chesed. So Tosfos says that when the Mishnah here speaks about Gemilas Chesodim, it's talking about Gemilas Chesed Begufay. The person is supposed to be able to try to help other people, and there's no shear how much, there's no rule how much one has to help. However, says Tosfos, when it comes to monetary help, when it comes to tzedakah, there is a shear. We know that the Gemara says more than one place, somebody should not give away under normal circumstances more than 20% of his income for tzedakah. The Psalm of Torah, the Pasuk says in Yeshua, Vagisaba Yom Valaila. A person is obligated to learn all the time. And here too, Elam Shir means that there is no shir for the maximum. A person is supposed to learn as much as we can. When it comes Lamata, when it comes to the minimum, the Gemara says, in Masecht in the Darim, Daf Chesom and Aleph, that one can fulfill the mitzvah Talmud Torah, even with just saying Krishma Shachrif's Arvis. And actually, the Shnois Eliyahu on that Mishnah and Masech Tepeya suggests that not only does one fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah just with saying Krishma in the morning and the evening, but technically, he says, to fulfill the mitzvah of Krishma, it's adequate if somebody just learns a word of Torah in the morning and a word of Torah in the evening. That is the minimum. The maximum, it has no shear. A person should learn as much as he can. So, obviously, the focus of today's shear in quoting that Mishnah in Masechta Peah is going to be regarding the fact about what the issue of Rayon. What does it mean? And what does it mean when it says in the Mishnah there, HaRayon ain't learned shear? Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ksvurim anim leimer." We assumed that when the Mishnah says Harayin Englam Shir Lamala, that a person could bring a carbon, as we've been discussing, the chiyuv of bringing a carbon oilus reiya on Yontif. A person could spend as much money as he would like to on that carbon. Aval Shir Lamata. It does have a minimum shear, as we discussed in our previous year, based on what we learned in the Mishnah, that according to Beis Shammai, the minimum that one has to pay for an oilus riya is shtei kesef, and according to Beis Hillel, the minimum is a mor kesef. That's what the Gemara assumes now. It says the Gemara, at shebar Rabbi v'limet, until Rabbi Yishe b'Rabbi came and taught us, harayin ein l'shir, b'deraisa, there is no requirement how much that carbon has to cost, loy lamala v'loy lamata, not regarding a minimum, nor regarding a maximum. The Chum taught us Hariyah, that the minimum that you spend on a carbon oils Riyah is a Mar Kesef, and the minimum that we should spend on a carbon Chagiga, according to Beis Hillel, is Shtei Kesef. In other words, as Rashi explains, that the Gemara is teaching us that these Shurim that we've been discussing regarding Karbonis in our Mishnah are all Midrabanan, not Midraisa. So the Gemara says, the Gemara focuses back on the word Rayan. In other words, if the way Rishonim and Achronim explained this Gemara, if the Mishnah there would have used the word Hariyah, there would be no question that what it's being referred to is the carbon oilus Riyah. But that is not the wording of the Mishnah. The wording of the Mishnah is Harayan. So the question is, it could be, as we know, there's a mitzvah for one, as we've been discussing, to appear in the base Amigda, in the Azara, on the Sholosh Regalim. And therefore, the question is, when we speak about Harayon, maybe what's being referred to here is the mitzvah of appearing in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what's the obligation, says the Gemara. So what is the halacha regarding appearing in the Beis HaMikdash? Rav Yochanan Amar, Rias Panim Bazara, a person could appear in the Beis HaMikdash to fulfill this mitzvah as many times as he wants. And he doesn't have to, according at this point, he doesn't have to bring a carbon every time he appears in order to fulfill this mitzvah. Rabbi Shlokish Amar, the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Riyah in the Beis HaMikdash, the only way to fulfill that mitzvah is by actually bringing a carbon every time. Says the Gemara, B'ikar Rego, when it comes to the first day of Yontif. That's the way most Rishonim explain what the Gemara says, Ikar Regel. That Ikar Regel means the first day of Yontif. Bikar Regel, Kula Amalei Pligi, everybody's agreeable, the Riyas Panim, the carbon. The only way one fulfills the mitzvah of Riyas Panim is by bringing a carbon. Ki Pligi, when do we have a Machlaikis, the Machlaikis that we just learned, of Rei Yoichan and Rei Shlokish, B'shar Yemois Regel, the other days of Yontif. There too, the question is, does every time somebody shows up in the Beis HaMikdash, must he come with a carbon? The opinion of Rish Lakish, or since he brought a carbon on the first day Yontif, it's adequate. There are Achroinim that have a different interpretation, and they say we're not referring necessarily to the first day of Yontif, but we're referring to the first time somebody showed up in the Beis HaMikdash during Yontif. So the way Rashi explains, according to Rabbi Yochanan, when the Mishnah says Arayin Elam Shir, it's referring to Rias Panim Bazara. And a person could come to the Zara as often as he wants during Yontif, and he'll fulfill a mitzvah, and he doesn't have to bring Karbonis along with him. And according to Reish Lakish, the person's interpretation is, yes, you could come to the Beis HaMikdash often, and every time you'll come to the Beis HaMikdash, you will be fulfilling a mitzvah. But in order to fulfill that mitzvah, you have to bring a carbon. Without bringing a carbon, you will have not fulfilled a mitzvah. Taisus has a little different interpretation. Taisus is saying, that not only does Rabbi Yochanan hold that you don't have to bring a carbon every time you come to the Beis HaMikdash. Moreover, Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold, going back to what we started the shiur with, that every time you come to the Beis HaMikdash, the carbon you bring has a minimum amount, how much it has to cost, as we discussed in the Mishnah. But according to Rish Lakish, that the carbon itself, every time you come, you have to bring a carbon. But his opinion is that the value of that carbon doesn't have any amount, and whatever type of carbon you bring will be satisfactory. Says the Gemara, Kol Hecha, the Asa V'Aisi, in the situation where somebody came to the Azara on Yontav and he brought along an Oilus Ria, suggests the Gemara, Kulam Lo Pligi, everyone is in agreement, the Mekablinim Anei, that we will accept that carbon. Ki Pligi, the Machloikis will be, says the Gemara, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, the Asa V'Aisi, if somebody came to the Beis HaMikdash, came to the Azara, but he did not bring along a carbon. The Rabbi Yochanan Sover, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is, the Kol Rias Panam Bazara, the mitzvah of Rayon, the mitzvah of Rias fulfilled by being in the Azara. Kol Amos the Asi, as long as you come, you fulfill a mitzvah, V'loi Tzarech Lasuye, and there is no necessity to bring a carbon along. And Rish Lakish Amar, Rias Panam Bazara, that in order to fill the mitzvah of Rias Panam, you have to bring a carbon. The Kol Amos the Asi, whenever somebody is going to come, Tzarech Lasuye, he has to bring a carbon. Ask the Gemara, Eser Rabbi Shlokesh Rabbi Yochanan, how could you say, ask the Gemara, that somebody could come to the Beis HaMikdash without bringing a carbon and still fulfill a mitzvah? Ask the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'lo yirah p'nei reikam, you can't come empty-handed. Answers the Gemara, Amalei, going back to what we spoke about a moment ago, Bikar Regel. And as we interpreted, Ikar Regel means the first day Yontif. Rav Yochanan agrees that the first day Yontif, one can only fulfill a mitzvah by coming with a carbon in his hand. Eisvei, asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, again, quoting the pasuk that we just learned, V'leiroa panei reikom, that when somebody comes, he has to come not empty-handed, bezvachim. You have to bring a carbon. You can't fulfill this obligation any other way than bringing a carbon. And what that would mean is you can't fulfill the obligation by bringing a oif, a bird, because we know that the halacha is that a bird that's brought as a carbon is not killed in the normal fashion how we do kosher shechita with a knife, but rather the way a bird that's brought as a carbon is brought, it's offered with melika, where the kohen pierces its neck with his fingernail. Or one cannot fulfill one of the type of kabbonis is menachas, kabbonis made from flour and oil and water. And what the Gemara is saying here too, you can't fulfill the mitzvah with that. It has to be animal kabbonis. At the oimer bezvachim, so the Braisa questions itself, at the oimer bezvachim, is that true? You could only fulfill the mitzvah with animals, or maybe one could fulfill this obligation of rias panim bazara, to avoid the lav of lo yirah panim reikam, with bringing a bird or a mincha. V'dinhu, and one can make an argument that should be halacha. Nama chagiga lehejit. The Torah speaks about the karma chagiga, that there's a part that's given to the hejit, to given to the owners. A karma chagiga is a form of a karma shlomim. And we know by karma shlomim, the owners get a share. The nema ria, and the oilus ria, which is a karma oila, is all brought legavoya. Ma chagiga amur lehejit, zvachim. The karma shlomim only could come from an animal, says the Gemara. So the oilus ria can only come from an animal. Af ria amur legavoya has to be a zvachim. Or mayin zvachim. What type of kabbonis do you have to bring to fulfill this obligation? Says the Gemara, the way to fulfill this obligation is with oilus. At the oima oilus, is that indeed true, that you can only fulfill this obligation with a carbon oila? Oyena el shlomim. Maybe you could fulfill this obligation of lo yiroi upon a rekom with bringing a carbon shlomim. V'denhu. And the Braisa makes an argument that should indeed be the case. Because nema chagiga lehejit, the Torah speaks about a karma chagiga, which is eaten by the owner, portion of it eaten by the owner. V'nema ria legvayin, the Torah speaks about lo yirah p'nei reikam. Ma chagiga hamur lehejit b'roi loy, because that's the only carbon that the owner gets a share of the carbon shlamim. Af roi ria hamur legvayin, the part that goes to its owner being a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is a carbon oil. Of course, the Mefarshim make the point that carbon shlomim is not completely goes to the owner. Portion of it, the Amorim are burnt on the Mizbeach, the Chaz of Ishoik go to the Kahanim, but that's an insignificant amount of the carbon, says the Sefer Zechel Chagiga. And since it's an insignificant part of the carbon Chagiga, the carbon Shlomim, can be argued is a carbon that goes to the owners. So too, the carbon that we want to fulfill the mitzvah should go to its owner being Hashem in its entirety. The came b'din, and it makes sense, says the Gemara, that the carbon to fulfill the obligation of lo yirah p'nei rekom should be a carbon oila, because shlei shulchan molei v'shulchan rabach rekom. When a servant is eating by his owner, it doesn't make sense that the servant should be eating a wonderful meal and the owner should not have anything. So too, it doesn't make sense, says the Braisa, that the owner, that the servant, we, being the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should get a carbon shlamim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should get nothing. So we see from here that the Torah connects Oilus Riyah to carbon chagiga. And just like carbon chagiga can be brought all 7 days, as we've discussed and will discuss, so too the Oilus Riyah is all 7 days. Says the Gemara, Amalei, no. The Chiyav, Rabbi Yochanan will respond, so isn't this an indication that every time you come, you have to bring along an Oilus Riyah? Again, says the Gemara, Amalei, he responds, it's not a compelling proof, because Rabbi Yochanan says, I agree that Be'ikar Regel, that on the first day Yontif, you have to bring a carbon Oilus Riyah. And that's what I'm going to hold, is what this Braisa is discussing. But the other day's Yontif, no carbon oil is required. Ask the Gemara another question. There is Shlokish post to Rabbi Yochanan. Esrei, the Braisa says, Rabbi Yochanan, Yehuda Oima, Shol Shugon, Bisholon, Nistav Yisrael, Lalas Beregel. Klai Yisrael were obligated to come up to do Alil Regel 3 times. B'chag Matzis, B'chag Shavuos, or B'chag Sukkos. Continues the Braisa with a statement that the Gemara is going to focus on. Ein Nirin Chatzoyim. Shnemar, you... Yirah kol zuchurcha. What that means, we'll see soon. Continues the Braisa, Ve'ein nirin reikam. When they come, they may not come empty-handed. Mishum shenemar v'lo yirah panay reikam. Amalei, again, will Rabbi Yochanan respond that Braisa is speaking about Ikar Regel, the first day Yontif. I agree, you have to bring a carbon. Ramosha, the Shalv Shuvas Igros Moshe, quotes somebody who says that The Gemara says here, Shalosh Pamim B'Shonim. The Gemara used the words Shalosh Regalim B'Shonah Nitzdava Yisrael Lals Beregel. So the person who's writing this tshuva to Ramosha suggests that this is a real redundancy of the word, saying Shalosh Regalim B'Shonah, and again Nitzdava Yisrael Lals Beregel. So says this person who's writing the issue to Ramosha says, from here is an indication, a subject that we've discussed already, that in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Alil Regel, the traveling is part of the mitzvah, and one must journey to the Beis HaMikdash by foot in order to fulfill the mitzvah. He, Ramosha, disagrees and says that the mitzvah of Alil Regel is appearing in the Beis HaMikdash. Traveling to the Beis HaMikdash is not part of the actual mitzvah. Ramosha considers traveling to the Beis HaMikdash in the category of a Hechsher Mitzvah. And therefore, how you got to the Beis HaMikdash doesn't make a difference. So Ramosha mentions that the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chof Hei Amar Aleph, says, U'belechtecha b'darach, that it oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. If somebody's traveling to do a mitzvah, so he's involved in a mitzvah, and while he's involved in one mitzvah, he's part of a mitzvah, he's part of from doing any other mitzvahs. So the Rashba and Ritva point out that there are two ways of understanding that Gemara of Alechtecha B'Derech. One is somebody who's actually doing a mitzvah while traveling. Somebody, for an example, is doing Levayis HaMeis. Somebody's taking a niftah for burial, and he's also has to travel to the Beis HaMikdash to be Oil Regal. And the question is, whichever you're doing first, we have Oisuk Mitzvah, but part of a Mitzvah. And then there's somebody who's traveling to perform a Mitzvah. The actual traveling is not the Mitzvah. He's not doing a Mitzvah in the traveling. He's traveling in order to do a Mitzvah. Says the Rashba and the Ritva, that not only somebody who is actually doing a Mitzvah while he's traveling in the category of Oisuk B'Mitzvah, Potam B'Mitzvah, but even if somebody's traveling to a Mitzvah, he's also in the category of Oisuk B'Mitzvah, Potam B'Mitzvah. The Rashba and the Ritva, when giving an example of somebody who's doing a Mitzvah while he's traveling, says that an example of such an individual is somebody that is traveling to be oil regal. So here it seems that it clearly an indication that the Rashba and the Ritva are of the opinion that the traveling to the Beis HaMikdash is part of the Mitzvah. There are those that, and Ramosha, so how will Ramosha defend himself against that argument? So I saw that those that want to suggest that Moshe is going to differentiate between the traveling to Yerushalayim and the traveling from Yerushalayim up to the Beis HaMikdash. And it could be that even Reb Moshe will agree, and that could be his pshat in this Gemara, that the traveling up to the Beis HaMikdash once one is in Yerushalayim is a mitzvah itself, whereas traveling to Yerushalayim is not the mitzvah. So the Gemara had asked a series of questions. Rish Lakish had asked a series of questions against Rabbi Yochanan, who says that not every time you come to the Beis HaMikdash must you bring a carbon. And every one of those questions, Rabbi Yochanan defended himself the same way by saying it's talking about the first day of Yom Tov. But now the Gemara asks Eser Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. The pasuk says Shalosh Pam B'Shani Yirah Kozor Chokas Pnei Adam Hashem. Well, when the Torah uses the word Yira, there's no Nekudas, there's no Nekudas in the Torah. And therefore, it could be pronounced in a number of ways. It could be pronounced Yira, that all the people should she come up, that Yira, people should go up to Beis HaMikdash, or Yirah, it can mean that they should be seen. What is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What do we learn from here? Ma'ani b'chinam, just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up, Kav Yochel, to the Beis HaMikdash, he comes without bringing a carbon, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isn't this Raya, af atem b'chinam, if the Torah is connecting the Torah by using this Korean sieve to teach us this halacha, it clearly is an indication that we don't have to bring a carbon. So, says the Gemara, HaKalaycha de'is da'asa, if somebody came to the Azara, I see, and he had not yet brought a carbon, the Kol Am Eloi Pligi, everybody's in agreement, the Ayilam is Chazim Enofet, that he has to, that if he ready, that he came to the Azara, and he didn't bring a carbon, he could just, this time, he could come in without a carbon. Ki Pligi the Osav Aisa, if he brings a carbon. Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Riyas Panim Azara, Riyas Panim, Hu De'en Lo Shir. Rabbi Yochanan means to say is when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, there's no shear to what you have to come. And you can come as often as you want to, or carbon. But if you're bringing a carbon, you yesh lo shear. There's a shear how much you have to bring. And moreover, that he can't bring only one carbon. Because if you're going to bring more than one carbon, you'll be oiv about toisif. We know that the Torah is very specific that one has to do the mitzvah as prescribed, and you can't. And therefore, if you brought a carbon already this yontif, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say you're over on Baal Taisif. Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish's opinion is reis panim a carbon that feel a carbon nami elin shir, and therefore you could bring as many carbonus as you would like, and there is no issue about Taisif. Eisvei, so Rabbi Yochanan asks to Rish Lakish, the pasuk says in Mishlei. Don't come that often to your friend's home, because coming too often may cause him to start disliking you. So the pasuk is saying that we are considered the reyim, the friends of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Leman Achai V'Raya Darben Oshalom Bach. And the pasuk is teaching us, says Rabbi Yochanan, that one shouldn't bring karbonis more than the minimum. And how does Rish Lakish say that you could bring as many karbonis as you want? Answers the Gemara, Hasam, the pasuk is talking about B'chatos V'Hashamas. And as the Mashal explains, the halacha is that a karbon chatos and a karbon asham, one only brings, these are not karbonis that one can donate. You can only bring that karbon if you're obligated to bring a karbon chatos or karbon asham. Says the Mashal, so what's pshat? Don't bring too many chatos and ashamas. Of course you can't bring too many chatos and ashamas, because you can never bring a karbon chatos or a karbon asham if you're not obligated to bring that karbon. So explains the Mashal that the pasuk is actually teaching us something much deeper. What the pasuk is teaching us is that when does somebody bring a karbon asham? We know that somebody brings a karbon asham if he did an aveira b'shayu. And the Torah is telling us, be careful not to know all the halachas, that you should not come to do an aveira b'shayu. It says the Gemara, k'may k'de Rabbi Levi. And this lesson was taught us by Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi asked the following question. It says, the pasuk we just quoted, in the other hand, k'siv, avabes chaba oilus, that we should bring many carbon oilus. Loi kasha, kam b'chatzis v'shamas, those are carbonus, as we just explained, one should avoid. Kam b'oilus v'shlamim, are carbonus that a person could bring. They're not brought for an aveira, and they should be brought as often as and as many as we want. And that's where Shlaka says that every time you show up in the Azara on base in Yontif, not just the first time, should you bring a carbon. Tanya Nami Hachi, and says the Gemara, the Brisa says this. Ask the Gemara, ask the Brisa, Ataame Bechatos Vashamas, Oy Eino Ella Boils Vashlamim. Maybe we should say that the Pasik is referring to oils for shlamim. Kshoimer, when the pasuk says that we just quoted, over beischa beoils asham l'chol adorai, hare oils for shlamim amar, and on the contrary, one should bring many kabanas oils for shlamim. Mani mekayim, so how do we understand the pasuk of haiku raglucham beis reyacha? We understand that pasuk, but chatos v'asham v'sakos medaber. It's interesting that the Inyaka points out that the Gemara first quoted the pasuk, the Brisa first quoted the pasuk in Mishlei, and then the spoke about the pasuk in Tehillim. Shouldn't the Gemara first mention Tehillim, the pasuk in Tehillim, then the pasuk in Mishlei? So the Inyan Yaakov says that the Gemara is teaching us, the Brisa is teaching us a very important lesson. As much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to bring Karbonos, what he wants even more is that we should not have to bring Chatos v'neshamas. That's the primary lesson. The primary lesson is to teach us, do what you need to do, not to have to bring Chatos v'neshamas. We learned in the Brisa made an ambiguous statement, that when we do Aliyah L'Regel, the Halacha is Ein Nirin Chatzoyim, and we didn't know what that means. So Rav Yosef Lameimer, Men de Islay Asar Bonim, that the definition is that somebody has 10 children. The Brice is teaching us, Liliska in the Hamisha, don't take up five the first one day Yontif, Ulamach Hamisha, and another day another five. That's what the Brice is teaching us. Amla Abaya, so Abaya says, that is obvious that the Halacha teaches us that you should bring all your children at the first opportunity. B'shita, Haimanai's Mashmas like Parshim, who are the children that you're going to turn into Parshim? For Haimanai Mashmas like Zrizim. And there's a very interesting observation that I saw that the Rishonim make here. The person who doesn't come the first day is not a Parshaya. Of course, the person who comes the first day is a Zrizim, as the Gemara called them, Zrizim Magdim L'Mitzvahs. But it's the opposite of a Zrizim Magdim L'Mitzvahs of Pesheya. From here we see that somebody who's not a Zoris, somebody who's not quick to do a mitzvah, it's not just, okay, So this individual is a Zoris and the other person is not a Zoris. The opposite of a Zoris is a Pesheya. El Kro. So if that's the case, we're back to where we started. When it says, Ein Nirin Lechtzoyim L'may Osir, says the Gemara has come to teach us a halacha that we've discussed previously. And that is, L'Racherim B'Tanya Cherim Oimrim HaMekametz, if somebody who works with animal waste, B'Metzarif Nechoshis, a coppersmith, Vaburski, a Bursi, somebody who works with leather, P'tur Min Ariya, they don't have to do the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Why? Shenemar, the pasuk says kol zechurcha, that the way the mitzvah should be fulfilled is with kol zechurcha. Mishi yochel alasim kol zechurcha, the person that could associate himself with other individuals should do the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. Yotze elish en yichayim alasim kol zechurcha. So pash pshat in the Gemara is that the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel is only fulfilled by someone who could socialize with other people. He doesn't have a bad odor. The question that I saw that the Rishonim discuss is one obligated to try to clean himself that he should be able to socialize with other people to do the mitzvah lila regal. Do we say he's a person that has this issue and he's part from a lila regal? Or does the Gemara mean that as long as he has this issue, he doesn't have a chiyuv lila regal? But of course, he has to do whatever he can to cleanse himself. So as we've been discussing, on Yontif, we started the Masechta by introducing that on Yontif we have to bring the Oilus Riyah, as we just discussed. On Yontif we have to bring the Shalmei Chagiga, and we also have to bring Shalmei Simcha. The purpose of bringing the Shalmei Simcha is that was the meat that was eaten on Yontif, and as we're going to learn, Ein Simcha El Babasa, the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is by eating meat. Says the Mishnah, Oilus Mai, the Oilus Reed that's brought, Bos Menachulim. Any carbon that we're obligated to bring, called Dovisha Bechoiva, as we're going to learn, a very important concept, any mitzvah that we're obligated to fulfill, the money that we use has to be Chulim money. They can't be Maisa money. That means, for example, we know that in the first and the second, and in the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we take off every year Truma, we take off every year Maaser Rishon, and we also take off Maaser Sheni in those years. The Maaser Sheni is the 10%. That should be taken to Yerushalayim, and if they're not, the actual fruit is not taken to Yerushalayim, then we redeem it, and we bring the money. We have to add a fifth when we redeem it, and that money is brought to Yerushalayim and has to be used for food items. We can't use Maisa money for buying the carbon oila or the carbon shalmei chagiga. But the shalmei simcha, one, says the Mishnah, can use Maisa money. One can do that he can use Maisa money. But again, we're not talking about fulfilling an obligation that you already had. If one obligated himself to bring a carbon, he can't use Maisa money to fulfill that obligation. What we're learning here is we could only use Maisa money for something that we're not obligated to bring. Says the Mishnah, beyond the Rishis of Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Beishamay Omrim Menachulim, the shalom come from chulim strictly on base hill oimrim mina meiser. We could use meiser for that. Says the Gemara, Yisrael yoytz mitei chavasam. We spoke about the shalmei simcha. Says the Mishnah, one can fulfill his obligation to eat the meat on yontif v'nedarim v'nedavis. The nedarim v'davis that you bring and you get portion of that meat. That meat could be the meat that you fulfill your obligation to eat simcha on yontif, but meister behema. That means that when a person has new animals, there's a procedure where every 10th animal is designated as meister behema. And the meister behema, the way the meister behema is brought, is very similar to the way carbon shlum is brought. And again, the meat of the meister behema is a meat that one can fulfill his obligation of Shalmei Simcha with. The Kahanim, we just learned, get portions of the Korban Chatos and Korban Asham. The meat that they get from the Korban Chatos and the Korban Asham could be the meat for which they are Mekayim, the mitzvahs, Simcha, Bechor. The Kohen gets the Bechor. Again, if it doesn't have a mum, it's brought on the Mizbeach. It's essentially, again, treated like a Korban Shlomim. And since it's essentially treated like a Korban Shlomim, that meat could be used for fulfilling the mitzvah of Shalmi Simcha. Bechor of a Shaykh, when somebody brings a Korban Shlomim, the Chaz V'Shoik of that carbon goes to the Kohanim. Again, that meat is the meat with which the Kohanim could fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Avloi ba'ayfus b'loi b'menachas. One cannot fulfill it with ayfus and menachas. So here, we learned that one can fulfill a kol davar shebab menachayva, anything that one is obligated to do, ein ba el menachulim. So the Maril already says that, for example, on Purim, we're obligated to give Shalach Manas. On Purim, we're obligated to give Matanas Lav Yoinim. So one cannot use Maisa money to fulfill that mitzvah. However, the Paiskim do say, there are Shiurim, there's an amount that one has to give to fulfill the mitzvah of Matanas Lav Yoinim. So the basic requirement, you can only fulfill Menachulin. You can't fulfill an obligation, the obligation that we have to give Matanas Lav Yoinim with Maisa money. But if somebody, which of course most of us do and should do, give more than the minimum amount that is required for Matanas Lav Yoinim, so that's not something that we're obligated to do. Since that's not something that we're obligated to do, the halacha is we could use Maisa money for those Matanas Lav Yoinim. Rav Adi Yosef Zatzal, the Shas HaTshuva says, "Be Oyim Chel Ches." Yoridei Simon Lamed Zayin quotes the Shaul Sechuvas Karen Ladovid. There was a woman, an almana, who lost her husband, and she asked somebody to say Kaddish for her husband who passed away, and she would pay him for it. And then this person who sang Kaddish on behalf of this person is getting paid to say Kaddish on behalf of this person who left the world. This person lost his father. And now he has to say Kaddish because he's for his father. The question is, can he say Kaddish and have in mind both his father, for whom he's obligated to say Kaddish, and also this person who he's being paid for? So he says that the halacha is that you can't do so. Because it's not now the Kaddish that he's saying is a Kaddish that he's obligated to say for his father. He gives another example. He says, there was somebody who both of his parents passed away. This question came up a lot after World War II. Somebody who both of his parents passed away, and he knew the yard site of one of the parents. He did not know the exact day of death of the other person, who the other parent who died. So he decided that he'll make that day that he already knows he has yard site for his one parent should be the yard site for the other parent. He says, that is not acceptable. Another example they give, if somebody accepted upon himself a number of fast days, he's going to fast every Monday and Thursday. And then Monday or Thursday turn out to be a fast day anyway. There, the Paiskim are a little more lenient because he did not deliberately make up that he should be able to do both on one day. It turned out that both ended up being on the same day. And in such a situation, it doesn't have to fast extra. Question that the Paiskim discuss is that we know, we're learning now, Kol Davar Shebechayva Ein Bo El Menachulin. So we mentioned earlier in our shir that one can fulfill his obligation of mitzvahs Talmud Torah by saying Krishma. But the question is, how could you do both? Krishma, there's an obligation to say Krishma every day. There's an obligation, as we said earlier, to do Talmud Torah. And Kol Davar Shebechayva Ein Bo El Menachulin. So the question is, how do we learn one from the other, that even by that we could do two mitzvahs with one in one thing? Says the Gemara, Ala Oilus B'mayr hu d'bas b'chulin. On Yontif, they come from Chulin. Ha b'yontif. Ha. The oil sriya that we bring on Yontif itself. Mina maisa. Amai. Ask the Gemara, why should that be acceptable? As we just discussed, the chiv to bring a carbon oila is davar shebechayva. And called davar shebechayva, and about element of chulin. And if you want to say that indeed it doesn't make a difference if you're bringing it on Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, the halach is the same. But hakamashmon the oilus b'moed bas. What we're learning from our Mishnah, the carbon oila is only brought on Chol HaMoed beyond Tov Ein Abas, but they're not brought on Yom Tov. Ask the Gemara, command, whose opinion is that? That we can't bring a carbon oila on Yom Tov. That represents the opinion of Beis Shammai. The Tanan, we're going to learn in a Mishnah later in our Masechta on Daf Yud Zayin. We've discussed this issue in Masechta Bey as well. Beis Shammai v'Vin Shlomim, we're allowed to bring carbon Shlomim and Yontif because we know on Yontif any melacha that's Oichel Nefesh may be done on Yontif. And as we've been discussing throughout our Shia today, when you bring a carbon Shlomim, the owners get a portion of the meat. So of course you can bring a carbon Shlomim. But we know when we bring a carbon, there's a mitzvah to do smicha on the carbon. The pasuk says, "V'samach yodai al roish kabonai." When somebody brings a carbon chatas or carbon asham, he has to say vidui for the aveira that caused them to bring that carbon. The Rambam says, when you bring a carbon shlomim, you don't bring a carbon shlomim for doing an aveira, but you say divrei shvach laKadosh Baruch Hu, you praise laKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbi Shammai, "V'ain soimchum aleihem." We don't have to do smicha. And there are many reasons why they hold you don't do smicha. Of course, it begins that smicha should not be done on an animal in Yontif, because the halacha is that also l'shtam shem balchai. One is not allowed to work with an animal on Yontif. And Beis Shammai's opinion is, either, explains the Gemara, that smicha is rishus, one is not obligated to do smicha, or Beis Shammai is going to hold that smicha, that the, in other words, the carbon is valid without the smicha, or that the smicha could have been done before Yontif. And since the smicha could have been done before Yontif, we have no right to do it on Yontif. And with that, we can answer a question that the Tori Evan asks. The Tori Evan asks that we know there's a rule, ain't shvus b'migdash, that we're not allowed to do, that there's no the rabbanans in the base of Migdash. So why is it also to do smicha? The answer is that even though there's a rule, ain't shvus b'migdash, that doesn't mean we just violate the rabbanans in the base of Migdash. We do so when we have no option. Here we have an option, as we just said, according to Beis Shammai, either don't do smicha or do the smicha before Yontif. Beis Hillel Aimrim, may be in oilus, shlom v'oilus. Beis Hillel's opinion is we're allowed to do, we're allowed to bring shlomim and oilus and Yontif, the same from Aleim, and we're allowed to do smicha. Beis Hillel's opinion is that included in the heter of doing bringing a carbon in Yontif, included in that heter is the smicha. Or one could argue that Beis Hillel's opinion is that the smicha is absolutely necessary. So we see that Beis Hillel's opinion is that you could bring oilus on Yontif. Our Mishnah says that oilus may only be brought on Chol HaMoed, which represents the opinion of Beis Shammai. Well, we always know that we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai. Answers the Gemara Chesurim Echzavach Ketani. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Oilam, oilus nadarim v'nadavis b'moed bais. Carbon oilus nadarim v'nadavis could only be brought on Chol HaMoed, b'yontif ene bais. Because you can't bring a carbon on yontif that doesn't have to be brought that day. V'oilus ri'yah ba'afil b'yontif. The oilus ri'yah could be brought even on yontif. U'kshiba, when you bring a carbon oilus ri'yah, which as we've been learning in our shir, is a carbon that you're obligated to bring, the halacha is ene ba'al menachulin. It could only be brought from a chulin, as we've explained earlier. The shalom is simcha, but the shalom is simcha, which are not kabbonis that we're obligated to bring, could be brought af min ha-maiser. The chagigas yontav rishon shel Pesach. Now the Gemara introduces another carbon. That's the chagiga that was brought along with the carbon Pesach. Beis Shammai Imrim, and it's not only with the first day of Pesach, but every yontav. Beis Shammai min ha-chulin, Beis Hillel Aimrim min ha-maiser. We'll discuss this in Mitzvah Shem. Tainam mihachi, oilus nadarim v'nadavis b'moed bais. They could only be born on Chol HaMoed, b'yontif ene bais. V'oilus ri'yah ba'afil b'yontif. Shibah ene ba'el min ha-chulin. v'sham simcha bon af min ha'maisa, v'chagigas yontav rishon shel Pesach, v'sham ha'imrim min ha'chulin, v'sil ha'imrim min ha'maisa. Says the Gemara, Mishna, chagigas yontav rishon shel Pesach, why are we calling this Pesach? We have to bring a karma chagiga every yontav. And says the Gemara, Amar Vashi al Kamashmon, Chamisha Asa In. What we're discussing here is the Karma Chagiga that comes on Yontif. That's where there's Allah, it has to come from Mechulin. But there's another type of Karma Chagiga, and that is Chagiga's Abba Asa. When you brought the Karma Pesach, they brought along with it a Karma Chagiga. The reason they brought along the Karma Chagiga is for a number of reasons. One is that the primary reason is that the Karban Pesach has to be nechel al asoiva. Everybody has to be satiated. Furthermore, there may not be much meat of every Karban Pesach is only eaten by members of a group who registered on the Karban Pesach. And therefore, there may not be enough meat for the people to, there's going to be minimal amount of meat. And you have to get a kezayis. So the way they eat meat is they bring a special carbon that's called chagigas arba asar, that's brought on Erev Yontif. And again, as we said, we want that the Karban Pesach should be Nechal al Soiva. There's also a halacha, as we've discussed, that the Karban Pesach, you're not etzem lo sishbruboy. You're not allowed to break any bones in the Karban Pesach. So if a person is hungry, he's more likely to break bones in the Karban than if he's not hungry. And therefore, we brought along a Karban Chagigas Abba Asar. However, that halacha is only in a case where, as we've been discussing, where there isn't enough meat available in the Karban Pesach. Moreover, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we don't bring a Chagigas Arba Asar. Because even though we know, we discussed the Masechet Pesachim extensively, that a Pesach, Erev Pesach on Shabbos, we bring the Karban Pesach, but that's on the Karban Pesach, not on the Karban Chagigas Arba Asar. Another halacha that we discussed extensively when we learned Masechet Pesachim. We know Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur. And if most of Klal Yisrael are Tamei, the Karban Pesach could be brought even on Pesach Rishon, even though we are Tamei. But that halacha is only on the Karban Pesach. That halacha does not apply to the Chagigas Arba Asar. And the Chagigas Arba Asar could only be brought B'Tahara. And if they're not B'Tahara, the Karban Chagigas also is not brought. Says the Gemara Alma. Obviously, Rav Ashi's opinion is the Chagigas Abba Asar is not Midaraisa, as we just gave all the reasons. And since it's not Midaraisa, one could use even Maisa money for buying the Chagigas Abba Asar, because it's not a Dovah Shebechayva. It's not something that we're obligated to bring. And as we've been learning in our shir, if you're not obligated to bring it, you could use Maisa funds for that type of a carbon.